Hi, I'm speaking to Chet today about his experience of going through Crack the Code to get promoted. Hi, Chet. How's it going?
Hi, very good. Thank you.
Good. Listen, I would love to know, what was your number one reason for investing in this program?
Well, I've been following your site for a good few months, 6 months probably, and then I saw that you were coming up with this program, you know, and I was kind of eagerly awaiting what it was about. And what kind of attracted me to it was, you know, you yourself had been through a similar kind of experience to what I'm going through, is, you know, working in kind of technical roles and turn things around. So I was very kind of intrigued by that, because, you know, this wasn't a course that was just developed by somebody, you know, as a product to sell. It was based on your real life experiences that you'd gone through and everything. So that's what really kind of attracted me to the course, because I wanted to learn how somebody, you know, who worked for a, you know, sort of Fortune 100 technology company was able to sort of go from one extreme to the other. So I was really sort of excited by that. And obviously, having sort of read your sort of blog posts and listened to your podcasts and everything, you know, I knew there was a lot of depth and information in there that this course and the amount of time you took to create the course, I knew it was something that you'd put a lot of effort in, and I know you were kind of talking to a lot of people as well, so doing a lot of research as well. So, you know, I kind of expected it to be a very good product when it was released, and then as soon as you brought it out, there was no real hesitation from my part, because I knew that, you know, you were going to bring something good out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I think it's really important to establish that trust with the people that we associate with. So yeah. I'm so glad that that you recognized I did spend a long time in corporate, and I have put a lot of that into the course. And so now that you've had some time to go through the course, what would you say is your biggest realization? And more importantly, how has this changed your career?
Yeah, well, I think you know, although it's called Crack the Code to Get Promoted, it's almost like I wish I had this when I started my career, and it's almost like I wish I went through this on, you know, the first week of when I started working after I finished university, because what you teach in this course is almost like career guidance. This is what you need to do for the whole of your career, not just to get promoted. And, you know, what I've been finding, and I'm still kind of halfway through the course, and there are just things in there, and I'm sort of kicking myself sometimes thinking, oh, if only I knew that before, you know, and I've kind of realized the mistakes I've made in the past, or things that I've not thought about or not been strategic. And it kind of seems like common sense sometimes when you kind of hear it and you kind of see it and you think, oh, of course, you know, but it's not obvious, because we all make those mistakes, and we all sort of do things without realizing, and it's just been really, really interesting. And I've noticed kind of changes in myself and just my whole way that I do things. And it's almost like I'm more mindful of how I come across to other people now when I'm in meetings and I'm kind of talking to my managers. You know, I'm very conscious of what I'm saying, how I'm saying it, what I'm portraying, and also, you know, if I've got any kind of frustrations or not happy about something, you know, just sort of channeling that in the right way, in a constructive way, as opposed to letting the emotions, you know, run the course as well. So there's been a lot of good stuff on there, and I had 2 or 3 weeks, you know, sort of over Christmas where I kind of couldn't kind of continue with the modules, and I kind of went back to re-listening to some of the sort of audio that I'd heard before, and I kind of realized then that sometimes you do need to do that, just because even though I'd heard those things before, it wasn't so much just the refresher. I kind of heard things that it hadn't sunk in before, or maybe not weren't so relevant at that time when I heard them. And then this time around, it was almost like a new version of it, even though it was exactly the same. So I was getting all these like tips, and I was like, oh, I'm glad I re-listened to some of these again. And I do want to go through them again once I finish, because it'll probably be something I'll be using time and time again, because you're not going to retain everything, you're not going to need everything straight away. But it's been really helpful, and I've kind of noticed differences in how people are kind of dealing with me or kind of working with me now, and that's probably because I've changed the way I'm being, how I'm being productive, and it's just all of a sudden, even in the last sort of couple of weeks, I'm just getting opportunities to work on projects that are coming to me just without asking for them.
That's
whereas
brilliant.
In the past, you know, you're kind of looking for things mm-hmm. or asking for things, and now they're kind of coming to me. And I'm pretty sure it's just because of the changes I've made in myself that those opportunities are coming, and the kind of opportunities that are coming are in line with the kinds of things that I want to do, that I like doing, that I enjoy doing. So people are kind of recognizing the value that I bring and the strength that I have, and it's really helping a lot. So it kind of, that encourages me to keep going with even all the other modules as well. Because I want to learn more and more. Kind of told you on the group coaching call last week is, you know, I've been desperately trying to get them downloaded right. onto my iPhone so I can listen to them on my commute to work and back. Because I don't want to wait till the weekend to listen to them. So it's just been really eye-opening. It's kind of, I had high expectations of it, but even then it's kind of exceeded those expectations in terms of how useful it is.
Right. No, I'm so glad you mentioned the whole self-awareness, because that's exactly what it is. It's like looking from outside the frame and being able to see things that you have not been able to see before, and then making small tweaks that right. then portrays you as who you really are, which is a smart, hardworking person to your management. Right. And even though you were hardworking before, those things that we don't even know, we do them and they hurt our career. And I've done them, of course. And it's just so eye-opening. But the good news is we can turn them around. So even though you've made mistakes, you can turn them around by making changes. And and that's wonderful. And you are going to learn even more about how you can become even more of a leader in your position and attract even more attention. So if you look back, and you already mentioned how you wish you had started this the first day of your career. Mm-hmm. But if you look back, what would you say would have been the risk of you not doing anything, like going along in your career and just waiting and not taking action or not investing in yourself? What would you say would be the risk there?
I think the risk is I would just continue to sort of make mistakes that I'm not aware of, and my kind of career progression would probably be a lot slower if I didn't know some of the things that, you know, I'm learning in this course. This kind of just allows you to sort of do the right things that, you know, as you say, it's they're not secrets as such, but it's kind of, you've got to be told, you've got to know these things. And I think everything will just take a lot longer. So the people who are particularly doing it, and you know, because they're not getting promoted, They may take a lot longer to kind of reach those positions or get the promotions or the opportunities. I still want to progress my career from where it is right now, so this will definitely be helpful to me. And I think, you know, that's what I'm saying, that the risk is going to be there that had I not done this course, that those opportunities either may not happen or just may take so much longer than necessary, you know, because I'm working hard and I think I'm doing the right things, but there are fundamental things that, I don't know what I don't know. That's been the kind of eye-opener as well. Mm-hmm. And all of your examples are based on your personal experiences as well. And again, it's not just sort of theory. It is based on what you've learned and what you've done. So what to do and what not to do, because you've actually been through the experience, and that counts for a lot as well.
No, exactly. We don't know what we don't know. And everyone that I made this course for is a smart, hardworking individual. But it's the things that we don't know about how the system really works and right. what it is that we may do that may turn off the management or the leadership teams and may come across completely wrong, that then just puts us off the list of being a potential candidate for upward mobility. And that's the hard thing to I think digest, is that it's not that hard. It's just things that we don't know. So I'm so glad you Correct. Brought that up. So wonderful. Do you have any closing thoughts or words for people who may be thinking about taking this course but may just be hesitant to invest in themselves?
I mean, last week was the first time I attended one of the group coaching classes. I missed the first one. And I think that in itself adds just a lot of value. I mean, the course itself is great, But I think the interaction with you on the coaching call, that was really valuable because, you know, for me, there was a key thing that you'd said to me on that call on a situation I'm working on right now. And it just, it was like a light bulb in my brain had just gone off. And it was, it, and, you know, and I'm like, thank God I attended this call because had I not had that conversation with you, had you not said those things, then there's a chain of events that was just happening now that wouldn't have happened, you know, unless I was on that call. So I think that kind of side benefit of having those coaching calls and that is just as valuable as the course itself because that's talking to you directly. It's dealing with a particular situation and you with kind of depth of knowledge and experience were able to sort of give me an answer and some guidance on there. And I think that was really, really valuable. So I think it's not just the course is great, but it's just the access to you, you know, and the Facebook group and the coaching calls and everything. So I think it's tremendous value. So I'm just so glad that, that I've got it and it's something I've got forever now. So I can kind of keep using it through the rest of my career until I retire, which is many more, many years to go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the
wonderful
investment is for the rest of your career, not just for now, something that I know I'll be using all the time.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you attended the call, right? We have the group coaching calls. We mm-hmm. get together. People have access to me. We talk about your problems. This is not a product that you get and then you're on your own. I mean, that the building the community is really one of my goals. So I'm very happy to have you as part of that and just really grateful that you took the time to share your experience because I know it's invaluable for others to hear it and hopefully take something away from it. So thank you so much, Chet, for having this conversation with me.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for putting the program together.
Thank you. Thank you for taking it. Cheers.